This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control. We are go for Apollo 11. The Apollo mission, the flight to land of the first men on the moon. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
It was 9:32 a.m. on July 16th, Eastern Daylight Time. One of the few fleeting moments that week when all eyes watched and shared in a positive American vision. Apollo 11 was on its way to the moon.
Houston, Apollo 11 has that and gave us a magnificent ride.
Roger, 11, we'll pass that on, and it's going to look like you're well on your way now.
When the moon is in the seventh house,
engine stop, 8K at a
D10.
Host control,
both autos, engine
command override off. And then I'm on. We're home. 413 is in. We copy it down, Eagle. Listen,
oh, jeez.
Tranquility Base, the Eagle has landed. Roger, Tranquility, we copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue.
Live transmissions from the moon on July 20th, 1969. News anchor Walter Cronkite was sighing in amazement during the live broadcast. With the Eagle safely on the ground, Neil Armstrong was ready to step into history.
Okay, Houston, I'm on the porch.
Roger, Neil.
I'm at the foot of the ladder. The lamb footpads are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very fine grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder down there. It's very fine. I'm going to step off the land now.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Not everyone was inspired by the moon landing. To the poor, it was a sharp contrast to their daily misery.
Hi, everybody. This is Geddy Lee for RAD. To many of us, drunk driving is something that other people do. Certainly not one of our friends or relatives would do such a thing. When you see someone who's had too much to drink, about to get into a car, urge them to give up the keys and find alternate transportation. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, you should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Mr. Spock, you getting any readings on your instruments?
Yes, sir. There's a tiger burning bright in the forest of the night.
Spock, I'm trying to
Saturn rings around my head down a road that's Martian red.
This is Jaron Lanier, and you are tuned in to Tears of the Gods, that crazy mixed up mutant reform sound collage on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
supersonic boom should hit you in just a few seconds. The supersonic boom should hit you in just a few seconds. The supersonic boom should hit you in just a few seconds. The supersonic boom should hit you in just a few seconds.
You're listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community and sometimes Educational Radio. Our theme this evening is Apollo and Dionysus. a sound collage celebrating those two ancient Greek gods, and more so the way that we view them in modern Western culture as the opposing dynamics of logic versus emotion, reason versus instinct, and mind versus sensual body pleasures. We've got four featured artists for you in tonight's show. Apollo 440, the British band, electronic band Apollo 440, and the German electronic pioneers, Kraftwerk. And then in the next set, our 18-minute epic piece from our third featured artists, Rush. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is our fourth featured artist and our exclusive ambient artist of the evening, Brian Eno. And this is a piece called Mata from his Apollo Atmospheres and Soundtrack album that he composed to accompany a film, a movie featuring film taken by the Apollo astronauts of the moon and their journeys there. So we started off the set with Apollo 440 and a really rocking song called Stop the Rock. Love the rhythm guitar on that. And then Amy Winehouse, a unfortunate member of the 27 Club, musicians who died at age 27. And yes, an incredibly talented English singer and songwriter who died of her alcoholism. Alcohol poisoning. She had like a 0.4% blood level of alcohol, five times the legal driving limit. And enough to kill ya, as it did. And yes, Amy Winehouse with Rehab from her posthumous Back to Black album. And then from Chuck Yu, one of the several mixes I've played over the years for you of the Apollo 11 moon landing. In that case, takeoff and moon landing. Apollo 11 Actualities mixed by Chuck Yu, including song Aquarius from Hair and NASA sound clips from both the launch and Neil Armstrong on the moon. And then we heard from the Japanese band Pizzicato 5 and Drinkin' Wine, them collaborating with Saito Makoto on that from Playboy and Playgirl. That's the name of the album. And then Kraftwerk, once again, the Man Machine. That was a live version from their double CD album, Minimum Maximum, all live Kraftwerk. And Apollo 440 finished us off with another rockin' song called Rock the Mic. So, the next, also thanks in that set to Jaron Lanier, the father of virtual reality. He was a pioneer in that. For doing that that show, Station ID. So, I've told you about Rush several times, that we're having that progressive, Canadian progressive rock band. An epic piece from them is going to start off our final set of the evening. And this is a song. It's a continuation of a story that they started on their previous album before. This comes from Hemispheres. On A Farewell to Kings, they had a song called Cygnus X-1 that's about a space traveler going into a black hole. And Neil Peart, their drummer, is one of the most literary-minded song lyricists in the whole rock and roll in all of rock and roll. And this song describes the battle, the tension between logic and passion. And it's about the gods Apollo and Dionysus and taking a little bit of liberties. But yeah, some of the most erudite lyrics written by their drummer, Neil Peart. And it starts off with people hanging out and deciding to follow Apollo and build cities and other things. But then they get bored and they decide instead to follow Dionysus. So they're drinking wine and having a great old time until winter comes, and then they've got big problems. So one guy goes off in his ship, the Rocinante, which is a literary reference to the horse in the novel Don Quixote. So, yeah, this guy goes off in his ship, the Rocinante, and he goes through a black hole to get to Olympus. And the gods there realizing that the battles they've been having are just causing so many problems, and they decide to anoint this traveler Cygnus, the god of balance. And that's what that song's about, and it's going to start right now. And we're also going to be hearing some Japanese version of Kraftwerk's Numbers called Dentaku, and finish it off with some a final piece from Apollo 440. Starting right now on the Tears of the Gods sound collage.
disembodied spirit. I am dead, and yet I'm born. I have passed into a nervous, as was told, tales of old, to the city of the mortals, marble white and pure as gold.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Our theme this evening has been Apollo and Dionysus. And we had a quadruple feature for you with Apollo 440, Kraftwerk, and Rush in the main sets. And Brian Eno has been backing me up in all my breaks. This is rather appropriately an ending ascent from, which has been used for many movies, actually, as the closing kind of theme with the titles. So we began that last set with Rush's epic Hemispheres, Book 2 of Cygnus X1, a continuation of the Cygnus X1 song on their Farewell to Kings album that was previous to Hemispheres. And after that 18-minute track, we heard from Kraftwerk and the Japanese version of their song Numbers. And I got that from their Mix album. A great album. Remixes of their songs by them. And then Apollo 440 finished off that set with Yo Future from Getting High on Your Own Supply. That's an outstanding album. A perfect album, in fact. So thanks so much for joining me this evening. I expect to be back again here next week, and we'll be having a winter solstice celebration next Friday evening for you. And remember, it's fine to have fun and party and enjoy your favorite inebriants, but never get like wasted, tipsy, drunk, screwed up, whatever, and get behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle, because people die that way. Savoir Faire is coming up with Songs from the Squid Pod to take you through until 11 p.m. And then there's more here on WMFO in Medford.